Well, praise God, it's good to be home. I'm not going to talk a whole lot because I've got a message I do want to deliver. Because it's one I believe that will deliver. But put that on there first. I just want to say I so appreciate the prayers of the people in this church while I was over there. There were challenges, and I believe there was a great deal of restoration that was going on within the family. There's been, well, when I was there, I was going to actually take care of my father's deceased estate because we had the home had to be sold, it had to be cleaned out. I was going over all the memorabilia, going over my dad, mom's clothes in the closet, and this and that. I had a lot of time there by myself. So for myself, it was a time of closure. But it was also a time of great reflection, introspection, and looking at what God had done in my life through my parents. But, you know, when I left that house and I took the final pictures of it, that house really wasn't anything except the people who were in it made the house. And there was a great deal of love that came out of my parents in that place. And you know, there was a great burden that was lifted off because of some of the stuff I was able to help while I was there in the States to help my sister and brother-in-law because they had taken the brunt of it. My brother Mark, who lives in Missouri, was not able to give a hand for situations that were whatever he was doing and I had to do. But I just thank God that there was a time of God lifting up a heavy burden that was on my sister and my brother-in-law. And I had probably, not because my wife was not there, now hear me now, but I had, I think, probably the best time of all the times I've ever gone back to the States because I was able to just let my hair down a little bit and get with the family and talk and have fun as well as doing all the serious things that had to be done, you know. And I appreciate, like I say, I sensed the prayers. I knew that there were things being broken in the spiritual realm because there were prayers going on. And I just want to thank all of you so much for, you know, supporting Pastor Marianne and Pastor Sue for taking over and what God is also doing in your lives as well. So tonight my message is God of the Suddenlies. God of the Suddenlies. And I believe the message tonight is to encourage us that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, we're all going through things. We're all who here is not facing anything? Can I see your hands? We're all facing something. We're always going to be facing something that's going to, it's going to be a hurdle. It's going to be something that's going to be a challenge in our lives. And, you know, I believe tonight God wants to encourage us that whatever we are facing, whatever we're going through, that God is the God of the Suddenlies. And I want to share some thoughts tonight, but I believe God wants us to be a people who are being filled and being refilled over and over again and sensing that we're a people that are filled with hope. Pastor Marin used a scripture this morning. It's found in Hebrews 6 in verse 18. I won't read it now, but, you know, it talks about having confidence. God doesn't want us to lose our confidence because it's our confidence that's going to cause us to remain standing up and in a position to receive from God so the suddenlies do happen. And we're not going to give up. If you give up, you're not going to receive the suddenly from God. He can't do it. But God, I believe he wants us to be filled with hope, his hope, and a confidence that will carry us through. Believing God that whatever we have need of, that God is going to cause one day, however, when it's going to be, the timing in each of our lives is all different. The way God is orchestrating things is all different. But we are going to get, you're going to receive a suddenly. How many here so far in your walk with Christ have received a few suddenlies? And I tell you, when you receive the suddenlies, bam, it's powerful. And you look up and you say, praise God, he is on the throne. Sometimes the next challenge that comes along, you're thinking, is God on the throne? Well, just stay in your confidence and your hope. Build up your faith. And, you know, God wants us to realize that we all have things that are challenging us. And every one of us has things that we want changed in our lives. I want things in my life you know, even at my age, I want things that need to be changed. So I have to offer myself to God constantly. I have to constantly offer myself as a living sacrifice. I'm not talking about, you know, putting nails through my hands and my feet and getting, you know, whipping myself. But I'm talking about my inner man and my outer man becoming a living sacrifice to Almighty God, honoring what he's done for me and realizing that he is a God who is faithful. And especially in the times when I was not faithful, God was faithful to me. God is faithful to you when you're not faithful. He never changes. There's no change in God. So he wants to let us see these things. You know, whatever addiction you may have, if you have addictions in your life, if you're here tonight, you may have addictions. Maybe nobody knows about them, but you do. So does God. It may be addictions, whatever they are, it doesn't make any difference what they are. It may be that you need a change, that there's an unsaved loved one that's in your family. It may be right in your immediate family. It may be a kinfolk of some person. It may be an employer or employee. It may be someone that you know that you're close to, that you've been praying for. They need a change. They need God to touch them. They need a suddenly in their life. It may be that your husband or your wife may need a suddenly in their lives to come to a new life in Christ, or a change that you've been praying for. Maybe a child that's a wayward child, or you know, whatever the family member is, that they're away from God. God can do a suddenly if you have confidence and keep on hoping and praying and believing that God is faithful and he's going to deliver. Amen. God is able to change and heal your body. If you're here tonight and you have something in your body that needs healing, God hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. What he did a long time ago, God can certainly do again tonight in your body, in your mind, and do those things. If you need a job, or you need a job promotion, God can give you that job, can give you that promotion. He can create a job for you if there's no job. He can create a business for you and give you the wisdom and the strategy to create something. Make it a suddenly. He can call it in. Praise God. All we need to know and do is just to know and believe God's word. God's word tells us that God is a God of the suddenlies. God's word, the Bible is just full of examples of suddenlies. You know, there was the lady that was bent over. She looked like like one of those magnets, that, you know, like a shoehorn, not a shoehorn, a horseshoe. Bent over, and it said suddenly, bam, a snap of God's power caused that lady to straighten up. You know, there were people who were blind that immediately they received their sight. The lame who were lame, they immediately received strength in their limbs to start jumping around. People who had withered limbs, withered arms, withered feet, withered legs, you know, whatever was wrong with them, immediately, suddenly, all of a sudden, the snap of the power of God came on them and they were totally healed. And the God that did that is the same God that's here with us tonight. He hasn't changed. He's the same God who's holding the world that we're, this little blue ball that we're floating around on. He's the same God that holds that blue ball that we're living on today and tonight and ever, well, as long as the earth will last, he has it in his hands. Praise God. So the Bible is full of examples of the way he's done things, you know, to change people's lives, to cause people's lives to come in order, and the suddenlies to come. We struggle in our areas in our lives. Is there a glass of water here? This is clean. Who drank out of this? Oh. Jesus' name. No. Oh, okay. You know, it's easy for us to be agitated in some ways by the devil and, you know, people as well who are negative people. That when you've been praying for things, or you're going through a situation, or it could be physical, it could be a situational thing that you're facing, and for the devil to just get on your shoulder and, or to have some wonderful friends come along who have the grace of being negative, and they say all these things that are constantly negating your faith and trying to wear you down. Well, you know, it's just, it's never going to happen. You know, you've been praying for all these things, and you just forget it. Just accept what is going on in your life. It's not going to change. Just accept it. Get used to it. Maintain your life the way it is. Is that what we do? Is that what the Bible says we do? Just accept it. You're never going to get what you're praying for. Anyone here ever hear those things in your ear, or someone say them to you, or the devil say them to you? You're never going to get what you're praying for. You're never going to get married. You're never going to find that spouse. You're never going to get healed. You're never going to break that addiction that's bound you to the devil. You're never going to, and on and on and on it goes. You see, how many here know that the devil's a liar and the father of lies? That's exactly who he is. Don't trust him. Don't listen to what his word says, because his word doesn't have any finality and except death. Thank God for the word of God, because Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and you might have it abundantly, just flowing out of your innermost beings. You know, the devil, what is the devil aiming for when he does these things? What is the devil aiming for when he says, well, do you really believe that, you know, you're going to get healed? You've been this way so long. Do you really think that you should keep on praying, wasting your time? You've had this addiction so long. Do you think you're really going to get over it? It's got a grip on you so strongly that do you think even a psychologist can't help you with it? Even medication's really not doing its having an effect on it? Do you think that you're going to overcome this thing? What is Satan aiming for when he says this? Or what is the devil, how, you know, when he uses people sometimes in this negative way that they talk to us? What is Satan aiming to do when he says these things to us? He is aiming to destroy our hope. He's aiming to destroy our confidence and our faith in what God's word says. That's why it's so important not to get this thing and just lay it down so it starts collecting dust. It's okay, too, if you don't have one of these, to use one of these, the Bible in in your phone. It's okay to do that, as long as you're not playing games when I'm preaching. In fact, what we're going to do when we get our new building is I'm going to have cameras looking down. So you can see what's going on in the back seats. No. Just kidding. Praise God. He doesn't, Satan has all different kinds of ways to do things to try to discourage us. But, you know, God's word says otherwise. In Jeremiah 29:11, you know, this has been preached on. We've quoted it a number of times in our preaching. You've probably, you know, read it a number of times yourself. It's a powerful verse. Jeremiah 29:11 in the New Living Translation says, "For I know the plans." This is God speaking. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for your disaster. To give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and confidence that you can keep on going. You know what the people lack today in the world? They're lacking confidence. Did you ever see a person who lacks confidence, who lacks hope? They're intimidated by the challenges that they face. They're intimidated by other people that are doing better than they are, that dress better than they are, that have better cars and live in better homes than they are. You know, my brother-in-law has worked real hard. He's a couple years younger than I am. He's a risk taker, but man, he's got a brilliant business mind. And he's a millionaire today. And he has a lot of nice cars. And they've got a beautiful home. And, you know, if they need something, just before I got there, they just went down to Florida after they finished placing my mother in a retirement home. They went down to Florida, and my sister saw this car, and they bought a 32 Roadster, Ford Roadster. And I missed it by just a couple of days before they got it. But, you know, he's not showing off, but they've got the ability to do those things. And, you know, maybe a little time ago, a little while ago, I would have been not intimidated, but a bit jealous. Why, oh God, do these things stay away from me? Where's the money to buy these things? You know, not really. But, you know, that sometimes that intimidates people. Sometimes you get a person who's got great faith and God's moving in their lives, and a person who may not have great faith, all of a sudden, when they meet a person like this, they're intimidated. Well, God doesn't want us to be intimidated. He wants us to be encouraged to see a person that's doing these kinds of things. He wants us to realize that a person of God who's great, who's matured in their faith, don't be intimidated by them. Be encouraged by them to increase your confidence and hope in the Lord that he'll do the same and can do the same for you. Praise God. So that the suddenlies will come. Praise God. Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Pastor Marian read it this morning. It was a fantastic message. God also bound, God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. So God has given us both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Full stop. What a wonderful place to stop. God cannot lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can take new courage, for we can hold on to his promise with what? Confidence. You can start, have that hope begin to rise up, and the things that you have need of, you can believe that there's a suddenly, friends, that's coming your way. Maybe you've come here tonight and you weren't even expecting and even thinking about God doing suddenlies in your life. Tonight, I want to encourage you and stir you up a little bit, is that God is about to do some suddenlies in your lives tonight. When you leave this place, you may go home and maybe you're just absorbing what's being said, but maybe you may not be here all the way. You know what I'm saying? You're half here and you're half somewhere. You need to know this when you go home tonight, that God is about to do a suddenly in your life. And a couple more things, I'm going to share a couple more thoughts about suddenlies. They're important, but it's how we look at them and how we see them. The timing for suddenlies is really important. God wants to encourage us tonight that no matter what we're facing, what we're going through, he is the God of suddenlies. In a split second, when God's power is released into a situation or challenge that you're facing or an addiction or some other thing, whatever it is in any one of our lives, that snap, that sudden release, that split second of the release of God's power destroys the work of the enemy and creates something, restores something, creates something brand new. Or something that you didn't have, God creates it and just splashes it all over right in your life. He can turn things around. He can heal you if you need healing. The snap of God's power in your life, he can heal you if you need healing. He can bring you the right mate if you're looking for a mate for your lifetime. He can solve the problems, whatever the problems and whatever areas of problems that you're facing, the challenges that you're facing, God has the solution to the problems. God can destroy and remove the enemies that are right in your midst. You can take care of them. And there are enemies that you're facing, you cannot do anything with your own strength. It's going to be the power of Almighty God to take care of those, whatever activities that Satan has set up against you. God can change your life forever in one snap of his power in your life. Have you ever heard the snap of lightning that was so close that you hear the thunder at the same time? That's frightening. We were in Missouri going to Bible college. I shared this story with a few people. But I used to like to watch, you know, there's a place, Joplin is a place, a city that's about 60 miles, it was 60 miles south of us. And that's where the storms usually started to roll in from, the tornado seasons in Springfield, Missouri. And a lot of times when the storms started, you could hear the distant thunder and see the flickers of the lightning. I used to get up and look out the back window of our where our bed was and watch these storms start rolling in, man. And the lightning and thunder, man, sometimes the hail that used to hit because we lived in a caravan, a long caravan, man, it was pretty powerful stuff. And I can remember one time the storm was going over, and I went to the front window of our, this is like a 60, 70-foot trailer. I walked to the front, the other end of the trailer, and I was looking at the trailers because there was just all this lightning going on. And all of a sudden, there was a snap, bam! And the lightning and the thunder hit, man, and I ran like a little sissy all the way back and jumped in bed, man. It was really strong. That's power. Now, can you imagine the power of God? Snapping his power in one split second over things that Satan has set up over you, over the challenges that you might be facing. You know, Satan trembles. He knows that he's nowhere anything near what God is. God is all powerful. God is the creator of all things. God has all power within himself. And he created things, and he distributes things perfectly. And if things are out of order, God's power can put them back into order, because all the things that he's created through Christ have been now, because of the authority that he gave Christ, all those things are coming back together again. So what a wonderful God we serve, the snapping of God's power to do the suddenlies in our lives. When you say, well, Pastor Chuck, do you think it's right for you to build up hope? You're actually trying to build up hope in my life. Well, I'm guilty. Sorry. But I am trying to build up hope, not only in your life, but I keep on building up hope in my life, confidence in my life, because I know that God is about to do the things that I have need of. And when he does it, friends, it's a snap. It's a powerful crack from heaven. It comes from within. You know, the power of God, with the kingdom of God, he says, is within you. If the kingdom of God is within us, friends, that means that we're just surging with the power of God. We don't even realize it. You know, Ephesians 2 talks about us being seated in the heavenly places with Christ. Do you know how much power is in heaven? And we don't realize, but it says that if we're in Christ, we're seated with Christ in our spirit, in heavenly places. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. The power of God is within you. The authority of God is within you. When you start to realize that, when you start to put your faith and trust in God and realize that you're in his midst, anything happens. Everything happens. Praise God. But I want to say this to you. Suddenlies are sort of like, they don't always happen the way we think they're going to happen. Suddenlies never happen suddenly. Most times. They do happen suddenly, some. But most times, suddenlies do not happen suddenly. Sorry. Who knows that here? But God is faithful. What am I saying here? We have to realize that God knows what we have need of. And because he knows what we have need of, and when we pray and ask him for things, you know, that sometimes when God is beginning to set up a suddenly, he knows what we need. But sometimes there is a change that he has to make in ourselves first. You know, those people that received their healings and the snap of God's power that changed their lives forever, that the blind could see and the lame could walk, the deaf could hear, and all these different things that were going on. Well, they had to be in a place where the anointing was flowing. They had to be in a place where they could hear something, and a change had to take place in their lives first. They had to hear the gospel. They had to know Jesus. they had to know the Word of God. And when you know the Word of God, there's a change that God begins to take place. He causes a change to take place in your life. But the other thing that begins to happen is that while God is maybe needing to change something in your life and in my life, we have to realize, don't look at your watch. Because God is orchestrating something. And sometimes he can be working on a person or people or another situation that we have absolutely no idea where they are or what is going on with these other people. But what he's doing with these people is he's lining them up so that we cross our paths. Bam! Suddenly. So while God's doing all these things, God's a great orchestrator. That's how he created the universe. He orchestrated things to take place, line upon line, precipice upon precipice. That's just the way he does things. That's perfectly in order. So if you're looking for and waiting for a suddenly, it will come. Keep your confidence up. Keep on having hope and faith in God's word. It will come. But it's going to come in God's way and in God's time. And when it happens, you will be blessed. We will be blessed. You know, I'll close with this. You know, I was thinking about this on the way home. Not on the way home. I was sort of wondering what Bill Lemon's, when I got that text from Bill Lemon about calling him, and I had no idea why he wanted me to call. I even thought there was a possibility that maybe there was a bit of conflict because they called their work Jesus Cares, and we called ours Crossway Cares, and I thought maybe there's some kind of ramification there. I didn't know what was going on, and there's just a slight thought. A van? But I pushed that aside because I was really concerned about maybe what we're doing and how we're doing it. Maybe it's just not quite lining up. Anyways, when I got the second text from Bill Lemon, he says, well, you know, contact Elwin. I called Elwin. You know, that happened over 2 years ago when we went to a supper that was a fundraising supper for Jesus Cares. And most of the night, they weren't talking about giving vans away. But I remember Elwin saying something toward somewhere in there. I don't know if it was toward the end or not. But he says, you know, we have in the past given vans away to bless other ministries. And so when I heard him say that, my antenna went up and my faith began to rise up. And I zeroed in on him. When it was all over and done, I went right up to him, and I says, you know, Brother Elwin, I says, if in the future you ever have to get rid of a van, I says, would you keep us in mind? I says, because we're sort of like doing a work and we can use a van. And I left it at that, and I thought it was like, whoosh. You know, sometimes you can say something, and you have this faith that's there for the immediate moment, and then all of a sudden you feel like an idiot. Why did I say that? There's so many people that need vans or to be blessed, and who am I? What good can come out of Dapto? Come on. And then 2 years or so later, you get a call. And you see, all this time, God's orchestrating. He's orchestrating stuff. He's orchestrating in my life. He's chipping things out and putting things in. And he's looking at what our church is doing. And he knows that we're at a point now that, you know, Crossway Cares has done a good work, but we want to get the thing going, but I think with this van coming now, this is the kick in our seat. Boom! Get going, folks! We got a van that we can also use for youth. We have a van that can be used to pick up people who need transportation. So that means that there is ministry that is available for people who would, or a person, or maybe a person or two who would want to give this a thought and somehow, some way to take on a ministry of picking up people, maybe helping the youth out when they need a driver. It's an 8-seater van. It's going to help us out because Cherry has been so faithful in using her car for the almost 2 years the Crossway Cares has been going, and Bruce as well, yes. These guys have, you know, used their cars to take us, you know, all the, to transport all the paraphernalia, you know, to Berkeley. And now we've got a single van that we can carpool to use that and bring all the stuff and supplies. So, praise God. He's done it. He's done it suddenly. You get off the plane from America, and there it is. 2 weeks to come, and we got a van. Praise God. I wonder what else God's going to do for you. Does anyone here, am I the only nut in this place? How many here are believing God for a suddenly? Can I see your hands? Are you believing God for something tonight? Well, can we sing? Maybe, it's only 7:30. We can sing for half an hour then. Ben says, no way. Why don't we all stand? And why don't we all just, you believe, you bring yourself before God. And you know, I just want to say this. You can stand. You can stand. I'm not going to talk. Remember this. When you approach God, don't just look at his hands that you want something. Look at God's face and tell him you love him. Because he's loved you. Even while we were yet sinners, he loved you. He loved me. Okay? Let's think about this. But you know, you present yourself what you have need of. I guarantee, man, if it's in the things that in the Spirit of God, when you ask him, expect your suddenlies to come. Amen?